Huh? Blank's teeth clicked when he talked. Mounty scouted out, crossed the lobby, and sighed as he put his hand in the doorknob to the grizzling in storage basement where the snack machines were kept. The stairs were steep, old, and very creaky, and not at all manageable, especially for Monty. This is probably a good time to tell you, Monty's left leg from the knee down is a wheel. A wheel with an old tricycle was fashioned in place by his grandfather after the incident. But we'll get to that another time. Monty, a very cautious quick thumb, got to the bottom of the stairs. He now stood among the boxes of snacks, cases of frosted croplines, crafted of Xinglang soda. Monty opened the carton label. But what was this? He found mostly just empty wrappers and lots of crumbs. Digging through the mess, he discovered a big hole chewed to the bottom of the box. Monty, snout shouted without warning from the top of the stairs. What are you doing down there? Monty looked up to see Snot's patched, warthorny face grow even leader upon noticing all the scattered wrappers. Hopping haps knobs! You forgot to put out the fumble traps, didn't you? Now, look what's happened. I better see dead flambins in trap, boy. This is your last warning. Monty could hear Snout snorting all the way back into the kitchen as he eyed the shelf with still unopened packages of flambin traps. Sigh. But I don't want to hurt any flambil.